Hello there, it's Reverend Steve here. Thank you very much for listening. It's Good Friday today, and the reading today is John 18:1, right to the end of chapter 19. I'm not going to read the whole reading, but I'll leave you to do that. I'm going to just read John 19:25, just for a few verses after that. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Later, knowing that all was now completed, so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. It's exceptionally touching, isn't it? It always is, every time you come back to it. I'd like to say just two things for today. One, did you notice at the beginning that Jesus decided, knew that he had to look after his mum? He knew what was about to happen. And rather than pass his mum on to his disciple, probably John, as a pastoral issue, he puts the two together as a gift to each other. "Dear woman," he says, "here is your son," to the disciple, "here is your mother." Essentially, he looked after his mum and his disciple and gave them something that was very precious. He made sure that they would support each other for the rest of their lives. It strikes me as something rather wonderful that the God who made the universe knew he had domestic responsibilities and took them seriously. And of course, at the moment, we're in the same thing, and we're not just looking after our own parents, if we still have them, but other people's parents and other people's friends. So it's rather touching, isn't it? Secondly, I wonder whether you've always had this question, you know, what's actually happening at the cross? Why is the cross so essential? Why is it needed? And of course, there's a massive amount of theological debate. Sometimes that's become very heated about what's happening. And I thought I'd just say a few things about what I think is happening at the cross and to just sketch, really, the different options that there are. On the one hand, there's the thought that Jesus is going there as a substitute. He's stepping in. He's taking on himself all the pain, the suffering, the sin, the bad things that we have done to each other, to the planet, to our communities. In a sense, it's a very legalistic thing that he's standing in and taking the punishment so that we don't have to take it. The second argument might say that Christ is simply at the cross, is standing with us. So we get a sense that when we suffer, we're not alone, that God knows what suffering is, that God understands it, that God has suffered as well. It's not a lonely, distant God. It's a God standing with us. Another one would be that there's a heavenly, extraordinary battle going on the cross, at the sign of the cross, at the sight of the cross, that the forces of good and evil are battling it out somehow in a supernatural fight to the finish. And of course, we know that the good guys win. And the fourth one, and the one, this is it really, is that Christ is at the cross, is the victor over death. That in the end, the story says that death can't win, that suffering can't win, that in the end, love wins. Now, I suppose I always think with debates of all kinds, you could argue a lot and find different reasons for different theological stances. But in the end, the one that we choose will be very much to do with our personality. What feels like it's right? You know, as the person that we are, what is the argument that's going to give us the most sense of hope and faith? And for me, it has always been that death cannot win. I find that the most precious thing. I suppose in a way, I've seen some suffering in my life. I've seen suffering of others. And like many, you know just how awful it is when you lose someone. We just know it, and it's a brute fact, and it's difficult and horrible and vile. But life is transformed. It certainly was for me when I began to have this strange, mad, wonderful hope that in the end, death isn't the end. And I think I try to keep my faith quite simple. And that's one of the simple bedrocks of it. When I look upon the cross where Jesus died, I know that that was just part of the story and there is more to come. And so, friends, on this Good Friday, a somber day, of course, we take hope in what is to come. And we know that there are many people facing such terrible challenges to their health, and we stand with them as well. Amen. Let's pray. Father, love wins, and we are so grateful for that. And on the days in the weeks to come when we feel lonely, when we feel desperate, when we feel we're not quite sure how we're going to put up with all this, we take and we your promise that death cannot win, that the cross shows that it is just one thing and that although it's terrible, in the end, love wins. Dear Father, fill us with that hope. Amen.